Super Bowl parties impacted by bedenflation, high class problems. By Wendell Hasebo on February 12, 2022. Super Bowl partiers have not been spared President Joe Biden's 40-year high inflationary spike. Multiple Super Bowl foods will be more expensive due to Biden's inflation. According to Breitbart News, guacamole, 58%, chicken wings, 27%, crackers, 12.6%, chips, 5.2%, beer, 1.8%, soda, 3.8%, shrimp, 22%, ham, 10%, cheese, 0.2%, snacks, 8.2%, salsa, 6.7%, munch meats, 8.2%. Even though the prices of specific items have increased, the total amount of money shoppers will spend has been expected to decrease from the record high in 2020, according to the National Retail Federation. Grocers should reportedly expect less than the $88.65 per person expenditure that totaled $17.2 billion in 2020. The Federation's survey also revealed 90 million people plan to attend a Super Bowl party, up from 62.8 million in 2021. But Super Bowl hosts will only reportedly spend $14.6 billion on game day goods, drinks, and accessories, a small increase from 2021's $12.9 billion total expenditures. On Thursday, the Labor Department reported inflation had increased on an annual basis of 7.5%, while weekly wages decreased 3.1%. Inflation has hurt many American workers' pocketbooks, though Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, claimed in a retweet that inflation and supply chain woes are only high-class problems. Little evidence suggests the working class is doing better than the elites in Biden's economy. Despite Klain's opinion, who lives around the Washington, D.C. area, one of the most wealthy parts of America, Biden is sensitive to how inflation has impacted his presidency. When NBC's Lester Holt questioned the president about inflation this week, Biden snapped, "Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit," Biden first said. According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, "It ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year," Biden finally answered the question. Biden has a history of barking at reporters when he is asked about his 40-year high inflation. He lashed out at a Fox News reporter in January for asking about inflation. "Do you think inflation is a political liability?" Peter Doocy asked Biden in a rare press conference. "No, it's a great asset, more inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch," Biden seethed on a hot mic. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.